First Samuel, chapter 12. And Samuel said to all Israel, Behold, I have listened to your voice and all that you've said to me, and have made a king over you. And now, understand, the king walks before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked this day before you from my childhood to this day. Behold, here I am, witness against me before Yahweh and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken, or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed, or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind my eyes with? And I will restore it to you. And they said, You've not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither have you taken anything of any man's hand. And he said to them, Yahweh is witnessed against you, and his anointing is witnessed this day, that you've not found anything in my hand. And they said, He is witness. And Samuel said to the people, It is Yahweh that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought up your fathers out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before Yahweh of all the righteous acts of Yahweh which he did to you and your fathers. When Jacob was come to Egypt, and your fathers cried to Yahweh, then Yahweh sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot Yahweh their Elohim, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. And they cried to Yahweh and said, We've sinned, because we've forsaken Yahweh and have served Baalim and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve you. And Yahweh sent Yerubbaal, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwelt safely. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came up against you, you said to me, No, but a king shall reign over us, when Yahweh your Elohim was your king. Now therefore, behold the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold, Yahweh has set a king over you. If you will fear Yahweh and serve him and obey his voice and do not rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then both you and also the king that reigns over you continue following Yahweh your Elohim. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, but rebel against the commandment of Yahweh, then shall the hand of Yahweh be against you, as it was against your fathers. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which Yahweh shall do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call to Yahweh, and he shall send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you've done in the sight of Yahweh in asking for yourself a king. So Samuel called to Yahweh, and Yahweh sent his thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared Yahweh and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, Pray for your servants to Yahweh, your Elohim, that we not die not, for we've added to all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. And Samuel said to the people, Do not fear. You've done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following Yahweh, but serve Yahweh with all your heart. And do not turn aside, for then should you go after vain things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are vain. For Yahweh will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased Yahweh to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Yahweh in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear Yahweh and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he's done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king. End of chapter 12.